In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. As the sun has gone down this holy Saturday, the great Sabbath rest has come to an end, and Easter has begun. In Latin, Pascha is our English word for Easter. And within that word of Easter, we understand two very important realities. First, that of the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that what he suffered was on our behalf, and that he was pierced for our transgressions. The other meaning is that of a transitus, of a passage, that we are passing through from death unto life in Easter. That just as Israel passed through the Red Sea, and Jesus passed through death to life, and Christ in his passion through from this world to the Father, and we through faith and through the sacraments of baptism and supper, we join him in that passage that he has made. We have passed from death to life. These two words, passion or suffering and passage, express the depth and the fullness of our faith as it is confessed in this great liturgy of the Easter Vigil. We listen to God's holy word. We sing hymns of praise and redemption and rescue and recreation and petition. We pray for ourselves and for all those in and outside of Christ. We remember our baptism, that watery grave through which Jesus buried all our sins and carried them into the night of his crucifixion, and yet awoke gloriously in the morn with our justification and light and life. We reaffirm our confession as his children. To suffer the world's mockery, to suffer the world's indignation, to renounce all the works and the ways of Satan, and to overcome the devil and all his works by the sufferings of Jesus, by the resurrection of Jesus, and by this perseverance of this, our Passover lamb. And finally, we eat our Lord's Supper, a communion of strength, a meal for the weary, for a daily pasture in the presence of all of our enemies, sin, death, and the devil, and a foretaste of joy and peace, of the glory that is to come with all the saints who have gone before us in the faith. Christians have been doing this for at least since the early 4th century. They've been doing these types of things. And I tell you that we shall do them here as long as we have breath and life to do them. Because the vigil of Easter is an expectant night with a glorious promise ending. The Father brings his Son through the wrath of his own fire and through his own penalty of death. We lit a new Paschal candle tonight from a new fire, and by the light of this flame, we remember something very important, or three things that are very important. We remember where we have been. We remember where we are going. And we remember whose we are. We confess in this liturgy our destiny as creatures of God, our telos, our goal, as children of God, who are not born of the will of man or of blood, but are born of the will of God and of his Spirit. The vigil of Easter, it opens your mind and it opens your heart to the fullness of what Jesus has done for you. Though our sinful flesh often finds it overdone and too long. We look back, however, and we marvel at how the Scriptures were completely fulfilled in Jesus, how he is the center of all of it. For Jesus is the creator of all things, and he is the maker of all things that are new. He is the one who saves us through the water in the ark of his church. He is the sacrifice that is caught in the thicket, that ram, and offered by Abraham as a sacrifice for our sin. He brought us out of the slavery of our sin and overthrew our Pharaoh, our satanic tyrant. He's a forgiver of all of our sins, as he took that three-day journey like Jonah did in the belly of the fish, but this time it was in the belly of the earth, to deliver us from evil and death. He endured the flames of the fiery furnace with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these flames of righteous judgment that would not harm us, would not cause us to even smell like smoke, but would give us a resolute faith to speak and to live in confidence even before those who sit in high places. Jesus is the center of all Scripture. And if you do not see it, you will not understand the Scriptures. And to hear these narratives of God's people of old is not to imagine an alien people. A weird people, a people unlike us. This narrative is our narrative. It is written with the same ink. It's just written in a different time. They are of our flesh and our blood. They sinned as we sin. They suffered as we suffer. They died as we die. But they were forgiven as we are forgiven. They held to the promise as we now cling to the promise as they did. And as they live, we also live in the same way, in Christ our Lord, who has died and who has been raised again. And so now, as the sun rises on this Holy Saturday, the great Sabbath eternity begins for us. And this Easter morn, if you will, for there was evening and then there was morning, we recall the passion and the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ, who by such suffering, his wounds and his stripes, we are made new and brought peace. We recall who we are, where we are going, and what our feet must trod in the end. For the God-man Jesus is our way, he is our truth, and he is our life. He has overcome sin. He has emptied death of all of its sting. He has hallowed the graves of all who have died in him. He has put an end to Satan, our wicked and ancient foe. He has passed from death unto life, and we as his children have passed with him as well. For indeed, how blessed is this night, when all is finished, when all is completed, when all has been brought to its destiny, when past and future have come to one eternal present, that is, in the God-man Jesus Christ, our blessed Savior. In the name of Jesus, amen.